Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In a world of cascading environmental catastrophes, where the thrum of life is silenced by the relentless march of climate change, stand the sentinels of an age long gone, the ice giants. These towering behemoths, once immovable in their frosty domain, are yielding to an era of melt. As we traverse the graveyards of these majestic monoliths, we witness watery tears streak enclave walls, crying for the world we've lost. Their once pristine whiteness now marred by the grime of industrial conquests, the purity of the ice giants bleeds into the ocean like the ink from a moribund poet's quill. The last stand of these titans isn't just a physical end, but a symbolic one. An end to an ecological chapter where the dominion of ice influenced global weather patterns, safeguarded species that thrived on its cold certainty, and gifted us with archaic icy landscapes that fueled our stories and dreams. Now, as the polar bear drifts on a lone iceberg, a voyager on a liquid journey to oblivion, we are reminded of a chronicle that perhaps ends with this last generation. The ice giants dissolve under the unwavering gaze of a warmer sun, a rebellion in the sky that once venerated them. Glaciologists bear witness to this present-day apocalypse, and their data narrates a grim tale. The Greenland ice sheet, the Arctic cap, and the stoic ice shelves of Antarctica, all are succumbing to an anthropogenic fever from which there is no recovery. These icy colossi, having stood the assault of eons, find the industrial era's barrage too much to withstand. In their thawing demise, they release not only torrents of fresh water, but also ancient gases, relics of Earth's primordial breath, which in their reawakening hasten our journey towards environmental Armageddon. As I stand here documenting the fall of the last ice giants, their once mighty roars now receding into the silence of melt pools, the reality strikes with cold finality. The performance of nature has bowed down to human avarice. And yet, even here in this requiem for the frozen, there's an ethereal beauty amidst devastation. Icebergs calving into the sea, the grandeur of destruction, manifest on a canvas of paradoxical wonder. We're left to ponder, what stories shall replace those etched in ice? What lore will children know when the ice giants are naught but legend whispered in hushed, incredulous tones? The charade of disbelief in the face of observable catastrophe dooms us to a cycle of never-ending dystopia. Yet in this landscape of desolation lies a parchment for a future's fable. One where the ice giant's level cessation serves as the final call to arms, a desperate plea from the world itself, urging us to redefine our relationship with nature, lest we too dissolve into a footnote of cosmic irrelevance. The Last Stand is more than a eulogy, it's a mirror held up to humanity. We've authored the end of giants, now we must pen the start of our truest test, to live in harmony with a planet that can thrive without our follies. In this last chapter of the Chronicles of Melting Monoliths, the story may find its bitter close. But like the defiant flicker of life that clings to a deluged world, there gleams a vanishing hope in the minds of those who wish to listen, learn, and change. For now, may the ice giants stand tall in memory, a once unyielding force, humbled only by its creators, us.